Welcome to You Are Enough podcast with Obusimba Chidinma, where we hold you by the hands, show you how to discover your inner personal power, master yourself, and achieve your desired life goals. I want to sincerely appreciate every single person who took out time to listen to my last episode on how to develop the growth mindset. This is me saying thank you for your feedback. Thank you for sharing the links with your friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today we'll be looking at how to step out of your comfort zone. A comfort zone is a very, very beautiful place. But guess what? Nothing ever grows there. You'll always be told that if you want to be able to do great things in life, then you need to step out of your comfort zone. This is because a comfort zone is a place where our dreams die naturally. A comfort zone is a place where our hopes are being crushed and our aspirations decay. Some time ago, someone approached me and asked, "What if I step out of my house every single day? Does that actually mean I have stepped out of my comfort zone?" The answer is no. Stepping out of your house every single day does not mean you've stepped out of your comfort zone. Stepping out of your comfort zone is you waking up every single morning, every single day, doing the things that scare you. Showing up to do it even if you're always afraid, but you show up and do them. That is you stepping out of your comfort zone. Once you're able to build that confidence and step out and begin to do those things that naturally you will not do, this is me telling you congratulations. At that point, you are actually stepping out of your comfort zone. This is because there's always a possibility of failure. But there is a greater chance of success if you actually try to do something versus you not doing anything at all. Billy Cox said, and I quote, "You cannot be committed to your dreams and your comfort zone." I'll take that again. You cannot be committed to your dreams and at the same time be committed to your comfort zone. Either going to live your dreams and focus on being comfortable, or you forget about your comfort zone, step out and focus on your dreams. You can't do both at the same time, okay? This will take us to five different ways you can step out of your comfort zone. The first one is, realize that everyone is afraid. Many people don't step out of their comfort zone because they have this mentality that they are the only ones who are afraid. They are the only ones who are scared. You can step out of your comfort zone scared. You can step out of your comfort zone afraid. Realize that you are not the only one who is afraid. Everybody is afraid, but every single day they wake up and do something. You can be afraid and still do something. The fact that you are afraid doesn't stop you from doing something. The fact that you are afraid doesn't stop you from stepping out of your comfort zone. So realize that everyone is afraid, but everyone is actually stepping out afraid, doing the things that will change who they were yesterday. So realize that everyone is afraid. You are not the only one who is afraid. But the difference is, those people who are afraid are stepping out afraid. So you need to realize that and begin to step out afraid. Secondly, you have to identify what you are afraid of. So many people keep pinning the reason why they are not doing anything because they are afraid. You ask, why are you not doing something? And you hear things like, I'm afraid. I'm scared. What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? And you have to sit down and identify those things. Why am I afraid? Okay? I want to go into teaching or lecturing, but I'm afraid of the students. I'm afraid of facing the crowd. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. Now, once you have been able to identify what you are actually afraid of, it's going to help you. It is going to help you, because if you don't know why you are afraid, if you don't know what you are actually afraid of, then you keep being afraid all your life, not realizing what you're actually afraid of. And once you cannot picture what you are afraid of, then there's no way anybody or even you can help yourself. Thirdly, why is it important to you to overcome this fear? Why? Why is it important? What opportunity is going to be open to you if you actually overcome this fear? Why is it important to overcome this fear? If I overcome this fear, I am going to be a great teacher. If I overcome this fear, I am going to help my students in chemistry. If I overcome this fear, I am going to help my students become better in this area, in that area. You need to back it up with a reason why. Why is it important to you to overcome this fear? So picture whatever it is you want to achieve in life that you have always been afraid of, and attach a reason to it. Attach an importance to it. If I actually do this, what is going to happen to me? Why is it important that I do this? Why is it important that I do that? Okay? Fourthly, identify a small step you can take today. What are the little steps you can take? Okay? If I cannot approach 100 students, I can start by teaching the little students in my area. I can start by teaching extra lessons to them, that is, home lessons. That's where you'll be able to face 4 or 5 students, build your confidence, and you'll be able to face 1,000 students later in the future. This is you identifying little steps you can take today that will help you achieve that big goal you have in mind. Little step today that will help you achieve that amazing goal. Okay? That amazing goal you have in mind. And lastly, make commitment to grow towards that area. Make commitment. It's not all about you saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Make commitment. Start something. Attach a reason to it. Make commitment. Look for someone who will always remind you if you forget. Look for people who will always be there and say, okay, this is what you said you're going to do. Do it. Make commitment. Start something. And watch yourself step out completely of your comfort zone. Thank you for listening to today's episode on You Are Enough podcast with Obusimba Chidima. Make it a day with us next week, Saturday. Thank you.